Hello, A Push people. Today we'll be reviewing Period 8, brought to you by myself, Mahalette, Karime, and Janae, using Magpie Structure. Starting with migration, refugees, thousands of displaced South Korean refugees were granted sanctuary during the Korean War. 1956 to 1957, the U.S. would admit over 3 million refugees from Vietnam and Cambodia during the Cold War. The development of cars and highways. Federal Aid Highway Act of 1956 under Eisenhower made for the construction of mass highways throughout the nation, which would allow the American people to travel great distances more efficiently. Settlements. Post-World War II, there was a growth in population in the Sun Belt region, which includes states such as Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, Arizona, and California. The growth of suburbia during Period 8 is illustrated in Little Boxes by Melvina Reynolds, which explains the damaging effects of the rise of suburbia. The baby boom generation was the generation with high birth rates due to the returning of soldiers and the end of the Great Depression, which occurred between 1946 to 1964.
America in the world, the containment of communism. The Truman Doctrine helped nations such as Greece and Turkey who were threatened by communism. The Marshall Plan was an extension of the Truman Doctrine, which the U.S. offered $13 billion to reconstruct European economies. The dividing of the Germany zones among the Soviet, Russian, U.S., and France, this then led to the formation of the Berlin Wall, then the tearing down of the wall in 1991, which marked the end of the Cold War. Korean War. It was from 1950 to 1953, and it began due to the North Korean attack on South Korea. Korea was split at the 38th parallel. North Korea, which was a communist country led by Kim Il-sung. South Korea was led by Sinung-ri. 36,940 Americans were killed. 303,284 were wounded. Truman's policy during the war. Truman enacted the NSC-68, the National Security Council, which called for the forced containment of communism through the military. It increased the size and the budget of the military. Executive Order 9981, which integrated the military. The Korean War was the first war fought by the U.S. with an integrated military. Vietnam War. It lasted from 1955 to 1975. In 1955, the Vietnam War began under President Eisenhower. The U.S. sided with South Vietnam in an attempt to contain communists in North Korea. Ho Chi Minh led North Vietnam. Ngo Dinh Diem led South Vietnam. The Tet Offense in 1968 was an attempt to break the stalemate during the war through a series of North attacks on U.S. and South Army bases. The bombing of Cambodia in 1969 sparked student protests in college. Vietnamization under Nixon would withdraw troops from Vietnam. Cold War, 1945 to 1990. The Space Race. In 1949, Arms Race. Atomic bomb and hydrogen bombs. The Bay of the Pigs was an unsuccessful attack on Cuba by which the U.S. attempted to overthrow Fidel Castro in 1961. Cuban Missile Crisis in 1962. Due to the U.S. surveillance of Cuba, it was found out that Cubans were manufacturing missiles that could destroy most of the U.S. President Kennedy ordered the quarantine on Cuba and was preparing for the war. The Soviet Union withdrew their missiles and the U.S. agreed not to attack Cuba and to withdraw missiles from Turkey.
During Period 8, we see legislation that is passed in order to address environmental concerns. In 1970, the Clear Air Act would regulate air emission from different sources. In 1977, Clear Water Act made the dumping of pollutants into U.S. waters illegal unless given a certain permit. The CERLA funded the cleaning of pollutants and hazardous materials in sites of accidents or spills, but the protection of wildlife. The Endangered Species Act was passed in hopes of repopulating and protecting animals who are threatened. Federal Aid Highway Act of 1956 made for the construction of mass highways throughout the nation. Rachel Carson's Silent Spring brought awareness to environmental issues, specifically pesticides and its effect on water.
Politics and Power, 1945. The Yalta Conference, a meeting between FDR, Churchill, and Stalin in order to discuss plans for post-war. Eisenhower's farewell address concerning the military-industrial complex warned the nation the difference between being prepared for wars and entering the business of war. It was presented via television in 1961. LBJ's Great Society sought to eliminate poverty and racial discrimination and gain assistance in education, Medicare, and urban problems. These were launched through the policy. Nixon's Watergate scandal in 1972 was an attempt to wiretap and steal documents from the Democratic National Committee. Nixon would later be pardoned by Gerald Ford once entering office. The situation would result in the American people losing trust in the government.
The boom of wartime production resulted in the growth of consumerism and mass consumption. The 1950s was the age of conformity. This time was ruled by the image of the nuclear family, which consisted of a stay-at-home mother and wife, a white-collar husband, and two children, living in the suburbs and middle class. Little Boxes by Malvina Reynolds comments on the conformity and uniformity of the 50s. The Beat Generation, also known as the Beatniks, which are very similar to the Lost Generation of the 1920s, were the youth who had fought in the war and felt disillusioned with World War II. They had felt that it had been meaningless, considering how many lives were lost. Disillusionment with the government was a recurring theme in Period 8. The federal government's inability to respond to the stagnant economy and an increasing credibility gap resulted in decreasing public trust in the government. These feelings were heightened by the Watergate scandal under Ronald Reagan. In contrast to the 50s, the 60s were a time of social rebellion, rock and roll, anti-war protests, and the civil rights movement. American society was in a frenzy. The counterculture protested against U.S. involvement in the Korean War and in the Vietnam War. Large showings occurred in college campuses. For example, after the Cambodia bombing by the U.S. military, a large protest at Kent State resulted in the injury of 9 students by the National Guard. This event became known as the Kent State Massacre and serves to illustrate growing anti-war sentiments of this time among the American public. These feelings would pressure the U.S. to end the war and later usher a new age of conservatism. In the backdrop of all this was the Red Scare, widespread hysteria over the possibility of communism within the government. Communism challenged the principles of democracy, individualism, and capitalism, the essentials of American national identity, in favor of collectivism and equality of condition. Cases such as the Rosenberg trial, where a couple were executed for allegedly funneling secrets about the development of nuclear weapons to the Soviet Union, and the Alger Hiss case, where an ex-State Department member was accused of collecting intel for the Soviet Union, added fuel to the hysteria of the Red Scare. He was proven guilty by the Pumpkin Papers, which were named for being hidden in Chambers' squash garden, and hanged for perjury, which means lying under oath. The space race, caused by Russia's launching of Sputnik, won in 1957, and America's success in landing the first man on the moon spurred national pride. As mentioned earlier, the post-World War II economy saw the rise of consumerism and overall economic prosperity. Post-war prosperity ended with the economic recession from 1973 to 1975, which was sparked by an oil shortage. The OPEC, the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries, stopped the exportation of oil to support of Israel, which included the U.S. The second oil crisis occurred in 1979, which was brought on by the Iranian Revolution. The war, economic recessions, and enormous federal deficit spending under LBJ's Great Society induced an economic state of stagflation. This means that the economy was stagnant and inflation was increasing. This would later be solved through Reaganomics. At this time, the U.S. also sought to establish a global free market economy. A possible synthesis point is NAFTA, which created a free trade zone between the U.S., Mexico, and Canada in Period 9 of U.S. history. Technological innovations usually served to supplement consumer demand, but they also provided new mediums for advertising, such as telemarketing. The Braceros program allowed Mexicans to enter the U.S. in exchange for labor as agricultural workers. The Taft-Hartley Act outlawed the closed shop, which refers to the practice of only hiring union members. This effectively weakened labor unions as a whole.
The culture and society during Period 8 experienced the civil rights movement. Earlier civil rights legislation includes the Executive Order 9981, signed by Truman, integrating the military in July of 1948. Boycotts and strikes, Rosa Parks and MLK led, Martin Luther King led the Montgomery bus boycott from December 5th, 1955 to December 20th, 1956. The March on Selma to Montgomery resulted in LBJ passing legislation that would enforce the Voting Rights Act of 1955. Students led sit-ins beginning in 1960s, dividing in tactics. Beginning in the early 1960s, Malcolm X preached the ideas of self-defense and black power, which directly conflicted with Martin Luther King's preachings of civil disobedience and nonviolence. The Civil Rights Movement victories. Brown v. Board of Education, Topeka, 1954, desegregated schools, overturning Plessy v. Ferguson. The Little Rock 10 were the direct results of the court ruling by which 10 black students began taking the first strides to integrate schools. Civil Rights Act of 1954 ended segregation in most public institutions. Voting Rights Act of 1965, which granted African Americans the right to vote under the 15th Amendment, signed by President Lyndon B. Johnson.
Some AP exam tips are to remember the civil rights movement, the growth of the middle class and the growth of the suburbs, containment, the Cold War, and LBJ's Great Society. But when remembering the wars, remember to not put too much emphasis on remembering war strategies, but instead remember the reaction to them on the home front. And also remember to practice writing LEQs and DBQs.
And this wraps up our podcast. Good luck on your exam.